It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
I'm Keith Stewart. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Here's what's on today's show this afternoon. I'm super excited to speak with Instagram instructor extraordinaire Adam Koloff. But first, we'll recap Tiger and Phil match. Al, turn it up. There, Al Brooks.
Oh, you know it, baby.
The man on the board, the producer extraordinaire himself. And
I need no introduction.
Well, you know, thank you very much for making us sound so good as we enter into another week of Springdale Golf Live.
You're welcome.
And for all of you that are out there that can't listen from your radio in your car, just hit us up on 920thejersey.com. Hit that listen live button. You can listen anywhere in the country. Today's guest is coming from the Boston area, and Adam Koloff. So we'll speak to him after the break, Al. But if you're up there in Boston and you want to listen, well, heck, you know, hit that listen live button at the website. And if for some reason you want to hear his interview again or what we're going to talk about today on our golf pop culture show extraordinaire, you could go to hear the podcast on either iTunes or Google Play. It's there. We'll post it this afternoon, Al and I. And certainly you can always stay connected with Springdale Golf Live through social media. It's at KJPGA. We love our LinkedIn
and our
Instagram or Twitter. You know, Adam, who's coming on later, Al, has like 30,000 followers on Instagram. The guy is unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Wait till you talk to him later. He is just, you know, he's got more energy than even me, which is tough to do.
I'll say.
But no, he's great. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, he says he needs no introduction, but the man across from me on the board doing his job with tremendous aplomb week in and week out. I just wanted to, you know, last week I was asked at the dinner table, I said, what am I thankful for? And there was two things. One, I was thankful that Mark's no longer here as our co-host. And then the second thing was I was thankful for my producer, Al Brooks. So Al, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Oh, man. You know, this is, there's things happening here with Springdale Golf Live.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like there ain't no mountain high enough that we can't overcome in what we're trying to do here and to spread the good word of golf, to spread the good word of what's going on in the future of golf. You know, we're always having fun here, and we pride ourselves on trying to present, you know, kind of a lifestyle show here with Springdale, the membership, what's going on there, what the tie-ins are to the club and the greater golf world. And then, you know, the whole director of fun mantra, the different things that we do. But then at the same time, you know, we have our song of the week, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, you know, the fantastic, fantastic, takes us back there to just a great period in music where, you know, the singing there is just exceptional. And I promise I will not go after Marvin Gaye at all today, folks. But and I appreciate everyone listening, and that's why I won't do that.
I got you.
But, you know, before we get to Adam in the second segment, Al, we got to talk about what's going on down in the Bahamas. And, you know, last week was the big match, and we'll get to that in a minute. But this week they're playing in Tiger Woods' invitational event. They have 18 guys there. 18 of the top 32 players in the world golf ranking are there. And they're playing in Tiger's, sponsored by Hero, Hero World Challenge. And they're in the second round today. And as I left the club there, you know, Tiger was 5-under for the day through 17 holes, and he was tied for 7th place. He didn't have a good day yesterday, but he had one bad hole. He had a triple bogey on the 12th, and I'm sure he quickly got past that, and he birdied the last yesterday, shoot one over, but he was 5-under today through 17 holes, cruising along, so he's playing well, which is great for golf. You know, what's interesting about Tiger is that a year ago, when he played in this event, it was the first time he played an event in a long, long time. He had a big layoff, and he was ranked 1,199th in the world, and everyone's making a big deal about this. And this year, he goes into the event ranked 13th in the world. I mean, has there ever been a bigger jump? And I think we could both sit here and say,
No,
exactly.
No, a great comeback, really.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, but if he were to come in the top five this week of his own event,
right,
then he'll probably be in the top 10 in the world and would have jumped, you know, almost 1,200 places in the world rankings. And should he win, he'll be ranked sixth in the world. So you got to figure, just on the outside looking in, he looks very motivated to come back to be number one in the world again. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's holding that place, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, those types of guys, there's definitely a target on your back. If you don't know it already, it's definitely there. And it's exciting to watch. And it's, speaking of exciting, we got two exciting guys, two young, super athletic guys, bomb the ball. Tony Finau and John Rahm are leading the tournament. They're both 8-under. Rahm, 7-under on his round today, and Finau, 8-under on his round today, and their rounds aren't over. So it's a birdie bonanza down there. Tiger was kind of stuck in neutral yesterday, but he's throwing a bunch of birdies at him today. Finau, I think he had 6 birdies and an eagle, 8-under through about 15 holes. So 8-under's leading. Tiger's at 5, tied for 7th. Awesome. And which leads me into this next thing that happened this week. And I'm going to take you back in time. You know, there's a couple things we love to do on the show, Al, one of them which is time travel. Mm-hmm. You know, with all due respect to Marty McFly, and I'll let you be Dr. Emmett Brown, all right?
Okay.
You're in charge of the gigawatts over there. So, if you go back to June, back in June, the Discovery Corporation, or Discovery Inc., purchased the digital content rights to the PGA Tour. They formed a partnership with the PGA Tour, a 12-year deal for $2 billion for the rights to the PGA Tour outside of the USA.
Hmm.
All right. And back in June, I brought this up and I said, something's going to come of this that's going to be big, that's going to start to alter the golfing landscape.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was at the time, but I had a hunch. And whenever I get these hunches, right, Al, they tend to come from that.
Hmm.
And that's why I think it's so important to tune into Springdale Golf Live.
I agree.
You know, and hear your host Keith Stewart, because, you know, I am doing research at levels with which no one else really even cares to go to. And that's what makes us special. So the Discovery Corporation, right? So on Tuesday on Squawk Box, CNBC, right? They have David Zaslav on, who's the CEO, and he announces this coup of content, right? So back in June, it was all about, well, we have the PGA Tour and we have all of their live action, tournament action outside the U.S. Okay, so starting January 1, they're going to broadcast and stream all of this content. You know, you got to remember, we've got roughly 4 billion devices on the planet, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, do the math there. There's like, what, 7 billion people, and there's 4 billion devices,
yeah,
is what Zaslav was talking about. So he wants to get content to all of these things. And the guy, he's onto something here, because he was on there to announce that they struck a deal with the one, the only, and this is my tie-in. I know it was a longer transition than usual for me, but this is my tie-in. They struck a deal with Tiger Woods.
Really?
So this is super cool,
yeah,
right? So back in June, I knew something. It wasn't just enough for them to be able to say, okay, hey, we're going to just stream, you know, tournament action all over the globe,
mm-hmm,
right? And we're going to try to reach these 4 billion devices, yada, yada, yada. But they are actually going to broadcast reality TV of Tiger Woods. They're going to show him pre-round, post-round, and they're also going to create weekly content where he's going to do instructional pieces. Now, this is something that people have wanted since they saw Tiger Woods play at Riviera when he was 14 years old in his first PGA Tour event. They have wanted to hear Tiger teach, instruct,
right,
what he does, the mental side of the game, how he prepares. And there's always been stories and folklore of all the different things. I mean, I've got tons of them, and we don't have time for it today. But in 5 years of working at Isleworth, Tiger was there all 5 years,
mm-hmm,
1998 to 2003. I've got tons of Tiger stories I could share with people. But for the most part, now we're going to distribute that. Discovery is, they're going to distribute it through their Golf TV. So Golf TV is their new entity that's going to have all of this content outside the U.S.
Hmm.
And Tiger is going to headline it. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This they have a multi-year partnership, right? Life on and off the course for Tiger, right? Weekly practice and instructional video content. All right, everyone's listening to this and they're like, I kind of glazed over that the other day with the 9 different golf emails I get every morning.
Right.
And they're like, I didn't really understand the whole Tiger thing. Tiger Woods, reality TV. So what's interesting about now, you go back to Zaslav being on Squawk Box. And you know, they were sitting there and they're talking about this from a business model perspective. And he said, well, you know what? He goes, I love he used this word pivot. He goes, we had to pivot about 5 years ago. And we came up with a question is, how do we create content that people would want if they could want anything? And when he first said that, I was kind of like, what is he talking about? If people could, if they wanted anything, what would they want?
Right.
So you've got basically the tour itself, but what do people want? Well, we already stated it. People have wanted to know what's going on in the golf world of Tiger Woods since day one, since they first saw him on the Ed Sullivan Show. So now he wants to create this almost like golf Netflix type of arena that the golfers can go to. And this Golf TV starting January 1 is going to be a revolutionary thing. Now, I have mentioned this a couple times, and you probably, because you're looking at me and you're paying attention right now, but you probably didn't hear what I had to say, right? And what I said was that they bought the content and the rights outside of the U.S.
Right.
I have a problem. I live inside the U.S.
I know.
Okay.
I picked up on that.
So this Tiger Woods stuff is where, Al?
Not here.
Right. Unbelievable move here. Really, really cool stuff. You know, the president there of their golf division, Alex Kaplan, these guys, I think they're pretty visionary. And when they sat down with Tiger, they were the first ones to say that both sides, it didn't take very much convincing. Now, Tiger's been a very, very private man for a long, long time.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's going to come up with this stuff. It's pretty cool. And, you know, we saw a great cross-section of this last Friday in the match in that Tiger was kind of allowing people to film him throughout the whole round and listen to him throughout the whole round. Now, we're not going to, you know, beat a dead horse with the match. There's two things I'll say. Number one, my Phil Mickelson won, and Mark's Tiger Woods lost, and Phil Mickelson did not cry. So, Mark, I know you're listening. So, you're wrong. Huh. And in all fun and sincerity, appreciate him being here last week to debate the thing. But we're not going to beat up the thing on the match. But again, content is king.
Right.
So much of that was streamed. And although the payment aspect of it didn't work out, so much of that was digital content. And now what Discovery is doing with this Golf TV, folks, stay tuned. We are 5 months removed from my first proclamation. Now, I'm adding to it right now, and I don't know what Zaslav and these guys completely have in mind, but I think it's going to be a pretty cool thing. And, you know, their 12-year $2 billion deal that they signed with the PGA Tour looks to me like, I bet you the next step is going to be the PGA Tour is going to have their own channel with Discovery, and it's going to be outside the U.S. until their TV rights, until the PGA Tour rights inside, which are 2021, come up for in the U.S. So stay tuned, folks.
Hmm.
Pardon the pun.
There you go.
Because not only that, but I think there's bigger and better things to come here because content is king these days. And speaking of the king, Al, roll me a little Marvin Gaye into break. Would you do that for me, please?
I can do that.
Because song of the week, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And one of the reasons is that golf brings on challenges, and we've got a challenge breaker coming after the break, Al. Mr. Adam Koloff, can't wait to talk to him. Folks, 3:15 here in Princeton. Back after this.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Outkick the coverage!
Hey, it's Clay Travis of OutkickTheCoverage.com. I'm sure you already have a morning routine. Mine used to involve feeding children and changing diapers, but in an unfortunate twist for my wife,
ain't nobody got time for that.
I no longer have time for that.
I hate you.
Outkick the Coverage has come to your radio every weekday morning, whether you want it or not.
Weekday morning, 6 a.m.
So join us when you wake up.
This is 920 The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. I'm your host, Keith Stewart. Thanks for bringing us back in there with a little Marvin Gaye. Al, Ain't No Mountain High Enough song of the week.
Wasn't sure it was going to play. My fingers are too big here, but...
Well, you know...
I made it work.
You, as always, are the master of the board over there.
Thank
and
you.
I truly appreciate that, making Springdale Golf Live sound so good. And, you know, another gentleman who sounds good all the time is the master instructor of Instagram. You know, the social media extraordinaire, better known as Adam Koloff. Adam Koloff is the owner of Pure Drive Golf up in Woburn, Mass. And he used to be the director of instruction at Liberty National. And, you know, I remember last year he was on the Back Nine Buzz and Golf Digest Master Instructor. And I believe he's on the line with us right now. Adam, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Keith, how's it going? It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, gee. Adam, any better? I'd be twins. It's going great this week. We're having some fun. We're playing some Marvin Gaye, and usually every week we pick a song of the week, and I picked Ain't No Mountain High Enough because golf is a difficult game, and I know you can get me to the top of the mountain, and I know you can get those 30,000 Instagram followers of yours to the top of the mountain, and that's what I want to get into today with you.
Absolutely. Well, I can at least try, that's for sure.
Well, you have succeeded many times. You Golf Digest Master Instructor, best in state in New Jersey before you moved back up home to Massachusetts. And, you know, all right, so for my listeners down here in the New York, Philly area, give us a little background who they may not know who you are.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm originally outside the Boston, from outside Boston, but I've been up and down the East Coast working at different golf courses. I'd say... when I started working for Jim McLean in 2009, that really launched my career as a teacher. Prior to that, I was a professional golfer on a couple mini tours. But when I started working for Jim, I really learned how to become a teacher and work with a lot of different types of golfers. And I worked for Jim down at Doral until 2014. And then I moved up to New Jersey and I started working at Liberty National Golf Course. And I was the director of instruction there for five seasons. That's where you and I got to know each other. I had a great time in the New Jersey section. It was an amazing time in my life. And then recently just moved back up to the Boston area, started a new business called Pure Drive Golf. It's an indoor training facility. It's going really well. We're outside Boston, so that's what I'm up to right now.
I love it. I love it. And one of the reasons that I don't miss you as much as I probably should, and please take that with a grain of salt, is that you have this amazing presence on social media. And in fact, looking back, as I tried to get on social media as soon as I kind of saw that it was going to be a big deal, especially in growing the game in our world, is that you were there from the beginning, it seems like. And how did you get started with these posts that you put on Instagram all the time that are just so creative and fun?
Yeah, good question. I guess I started on Instagram because all my friends were on Instagram, and it was more of like share a picture of, you know, whatever, something you're doing with your buddies. And I started thinking about posting golf tips, and the only reason I got started with that was just to have some fun because I'm at work all the time. I might as well do something, maybe just, you know, a little more constructive. And my idea was to have fun, just post a cool tip that made sense that would, you know, some people might find interesting. And that was my whole mentality, and it grew really quickly. I got a lot of followers. People were enjoying the posts, and I just rolled with it, and I continued to have fun with it. I think that was my that's the biggest thing. I never tried to grow a following. It was more about filming a cool tip, trying to create a clear message about, you know, something in the golf swing or some mistake that I commonly see with amateurs, and then a quick way to fix that problem.
Well, you know what? I mean, as the self-proclaimed director of fun down here in Central Jersey for golf, nothing gets me more inspired than your infectious nature on these posts. I mean, so Instagram only gives you 60 seconds, but you give so much content in those 60 seconds. And so, like, where does some of your inspiration come from? Does it just come from your students, from other people that you see? You know, kind of give us a little bit of a look behind the curtain here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I follow a bunch of people. But to be honest with you, where I get my inspiration is day-to-day lessons. So I teach all day, and I'm working with so many different types of golfers. And they present me with unique situations where I have to get creative in helping them improve with whatever they're doing. And so I get these ideas during the day, during lessons. And so what I do at the end of the day is I'll write down some ideas that I think would be cool posts. If I don't write them down, I'm probably going to forget about them. So I try to make sure that I write them down. And then whenever I have time, I'll just film a quick tip about it. And it's all from just helping anyone improve their game. It's really that simple.
Well, I'll tell you, it's you may think it's simple to you, but I mean to the rest of us, we're just taking it all in and we're loving it. And folks, we're here with Adam Koloff. He is the owner and director of instruction up at Pure Drive Golf in Woburn, Mass, which is just outside of lovely Boston. It takes me back to my roots of going to school up in Worcester. So I love talking to a good friend from Massachusetts up there. So getting back into this, right? So you're growing this social media following. So now we've got these listeners down here in the New Jersey, Philly metropolitan area, and they want to know more. So can you give me a little preview of where you're trying to take this following and your business model in 2019? Where is this going for Adam Koloff? Because I see you being like a multimedia extravaganza at some point here, and how are we getting there? Get me from A to B.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm going to take things one step at a time. Right now, it's all about growing Pure Drive Golf. And I'm, happy to say that it's been going very well. So I'm very pleased with that. I love continuing to post as much as I can with on my personal Instagram account. It really is a lot of fun for me sharing my knowledge with people. I'm going to start to grow an online school, so you might start to see a Pure Drive Golf online, which would be me filming these lesson series so people can download them. And it's very specific to ability level, so if you're trying to break 80, break 90, or become a scratch golfer, stuff like that. And there's a couple other cool projects that I'm up to. But yeah, I mean, it's really about growing Pure Drive Golf, and then just going from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if for some reason you need a host or some sort of MC for your show, hope you
Absolutely.
Will keep us in mind down here in New Jersey.
I think you'd be perfect.
Well, I tell you what, when I saw you in Golf Digest dressed up like the Beastie Boys, I knew yeah. you and I had a special bond. I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time. So, but you know what? A ton of people listen to my show and they're always asking for instructional content. So let's get into some of that before we run out of time here today. We have been talking about speed this fall in the golf swing because of Cam Champ and all these web.com guys that have been playing in the fall series. So the subject of speed in golf is super popular. It's very cutting edge right now. How do you help your students gain more speed in their golf swing?
Well, it's a combination of technique and training. And I would honestly say the technique is a smaller percentage of that. So if we talk about the technique quickly, you got to make sure that you're using your body correctly in the golf swing. And if you watch guys like Cameron Champ or Dustin Johnson, I mean, it's amazing what they're doing. They're utilizing their body. They're efficiently creating power. So they're definitely doing similar things. And I share those things with my students when I'm helping them create speed. And then there's also the training aspect, which some people don't often do because they just think that the technique is going to be the answer for creating speed. So if you think about Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive, how did he become a great sprinter? Well, he would sprint all the time, and that's how he became a great sprinter, the fastest sprinter ever. So similar to developing speed in the golf swing, have you ever practiced developing speed or swinging as fast as you possibly can? Most people would say, oh, no, I've actually never tried that. Well, it's very simple. If you want to develop speed, get in a regular routine of practicing speed so you're swinging as fast as you can on a somewhat regular basis. And if you stick to a weekly routine, slowly your speed will climb. And combined with some technique, it's a simple but great way to develop more power in your swing.
Well, folks, I hope you were listening there, because that's Adam Koloff, Director of Instruction up at Pure Drive Golf outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and Golf Digest Master Instructor. And he just gave us some serious keys there. And one of the things I think we should all focus on was that it's not as much technique as it is your training methods. And up here in the Northeast, we're about to head into the off season, which I'm sure you're very happy about because you have an indoor facility. But, you know, if I'm in my garage or I'm going to come see you over at Pure Drive, you know, I'm going to take the 128 loop and pop over and see you, right? What types of things are you going to have me do to work on speed during the off season? Because it's a long way to the Masters right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a training set called the Super Speed Training Clubs, which I often use. There's three clubs in the system. There's a club that's 20% lighter than your normal driver. There's one that's 10% lighter than your normal driver. And then there's one that's 5% heavier than your normal driver. And you go through these clubs and you go through these training protocols on a somewhat regular basis, it's a great way to develop speed. And I have a lot of my students do these swings while they're at my facility or even if you're at home. Now, if you don't have these training clubs, what you could do is if you have some clubs in the garage, and what I would recommend is taking just a shaft only. So you got to somehow get the head off the shaft. And you can use a shaft only and practice swinging the shaft, because you're going to develop a lot more speed. You're going to figure out how to move your body much faster than what you normally would when you're swinging your normal driver. What you also want is a club that's heavier than your normal driver. So you are practicing with something that's lighter and then something that's heavier. So essentially you're practicing a lot of speed, but also strength. And then when you start using your driver, you will find that that's a good way to develop more speed. So that's a simple way that you could do at home.
Now, many years ago, when we used to grab junior golfers and start to teach them the game, there was a lot going on with technique. Do you think things are evolving where when you have a junior golfer, and the kid doesn't have to be a prodigy or anything like that, but you're starting with the game, do you still tend to go down the technique road, or do you work on speed more, or is there a blend there? Kind of take me through the ranks if you had a beginner golfer or specifically a junior, because I know you have a lot of really good high-profile junior players in your stable.
Yeah, for sure. Well, with junior golfers, I definitely try to get them started with good technique right away. I don't want them developing bad habits early on, but also I do believe in the philosophy of getting them to generate a lot of power. So typically in an hour lesson, let's say, throughout the lesson, I'm working with them on technique. So we're slowly getting them to have some good fundamentals in their swing. You don't try to do too much. You make sure they're working on one thing at a time and they're making progress. But towards the end of the lesson, what I usually like to do is get them on track, man. I say, okay, listen, here, you got five swings left. I want to see how much speed that you can create. And we're going to track your speed on TrackMan. And that gets them really motivated. But after a couple shots, I kind of, you know, start yelling at them, getting them a little more fired up. And then we just try to, we write it down what their high speed was that day. And then so we have a benchmark that they're going to try to break next time they come in. And I've been doing this for years. And it's a great way for these kids to develop more power and have some fun.
Well, there's no doubt that anyone that follows you is having fun or goes and sees you for lessons. You know, I've come to see you myself. I mean, you're infectious. And you know, when it comes right down to it, there just ain't no mountain high enough that I can't overcome when I know I've got you behind me. And I appreciate that. Now, before we run here, I have fans for the show all over the country, and I want to make sure that they're following you. And if they're local to you up there, what's the website for Pure Drive Golf? And how do we, what's your username on Instagram and Twitter? And, you know, how do we get folks, how do we get that 30,000 listeners to 50,000 followers? How do we do it?
Awesome, Keith. You're the man. So, yeah, if you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me at akoloff, A-K-O-L-L-O-F-F. PureDriveGolf.com is the website for my facility outside Boston. You could check us out also on Instagram, PureDrive_golf. And that's where you'll find me online. Anything that we're up to, you'll see it on my Instagram or Pure Drive Golf Instagram. And Keith, you're the man. Love being on your show. I mean, it's amazing to see what you're up to. So it's a real pleasure to be with you.
I tell you, the energy from this show comes from the energy from people like you. I feed off of it, bud. And I really appreciate you coming on today. And as the off season progresses, hope to see you down at the PGA show in Orlando, and we'll catch up. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for being on today, Adam.
Absolutely, Keith. Look forward to seeing you at the PGA show.
All right, talk to you soon. Yep. Well, there you go, Al. Pure Drive Golf up there in Boston. Just an awesome facility. We got to check out
Sounds
Adam.
Great.
And you got to follow at A Koloff, K-O-L-L-O-F-F. And what sounds like we're ready to go over to Doug Gottlieb here. Got to send you to him. So thank yous. Got to thank Al Brooks on the board, of course. Springdale Board of Governors, Troon Golf Management, most importantly, my listeners. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? We'll let the tower be your guide. From Princeton to Pure Drive Golf, and of course, everywhere online. May you all have a Springdale day.
Listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.